Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Teen arrested after high-speed crash, police chase in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. An 18-year-old Gillette man was arrested Sunday morning after crashing a stolen vehicle, fleeing police at high speeds, and causing thousands of dollars in property damage. Police say Dominic Argue fled from officers responding to a breach of peace call around 3 a.m. in the 2600 block of Ladue Avenue. Officers tried to stop him after seeing multiple vehicles leaving the area and believing Argue was intoxicated and driving a Jeep he did not own. Argue allegedly accelerated forward, then reversed at high speed, nearly striking an officer before fleeing. He reportedly reached more than 100 miles per hour on Lakeway Road, hitting a light pole and several signs before crashing into a wall and rolling the vehicle. The crash caused an estimated $7,000 in damage, and the Jeep was totaled. Argue ran from the scene, and officers using drones were initially unable to locate him. Deputies later found him hours later sitting on a merry-go-round at Bicentennial Park, where he was arrested. Charges include aggravated assault, with additional counts expected. Vehicle theft, aggravated eluding, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of a crash. Deputies also found another 18-year-old with Argue, who was cited for possession of alcohol, tobacco, and THC. During the initial response on Ladue Avenue, police arrested another 18-year-old who reportedly was covered in blood after allegedly punching a 17-year-old girl. He faces charges including assault, intoxication, and minor in possession of alcohol and tobacco. The girl was cited for underage drinking, and a fourth 18-year-old was cited for endangering the welfare of minors. Campbell County couple charged with exploiting elderly relative. A Campbell County couple is facing felony theft and exploitation charges after reportedly draining more than $26,000 from the accounts of a vulnerable 81-year-old veteran. According to court documents, Sabrina Dawn Montgomery and Nathan Lee Montgomery, both residents of Campbell County, were named as defendants in separate court affidavits filed this month in the 6th Judicial District. According to County 17, the charges stem from allegations involving Sabrina Montgomery's father, a veteran with dementia who resides at the VA's veteran home in Sheridan. The reported offenses occurred between January 27th and October 20th in Wright as well as Gillette. Sabrina Montgomery is facing four charges, including two counts of exploitation of a vulnerable adult and two counts of theft over $1,000. Nathan Montgomery is facing one count of exploitation of a vulnerable adult and one count of theft over $1,000. According to the affidavit, Sabrina obtained power of attorney over her father in January, giving her control of his welfare. The fully disabled veteran received VA benefits deposited into his Campco Federal Union Credit Savings account. The investigator noted that bank records showed $26,121.47 was transferred from his account and not used for his welfare or best interests. Bank statement for the couple's account shows the purchase of a variety of locations, including Amazon and restaurants, according to the documents. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.